I told you I wanted a new tattoo. It was absentmindedly said, amongst other things, while we talked on the phone. I'd forgotten that comment for a few months, until you surprised me with an appointment to get whatever I wanted. I'm so excited. Until the tattoo artist begins cleaning the skin below my breasts for the stencil. He's handsome. And both of you are laughing and teasing me about how I'll react to the pain. I remember you telling me about how close you two were, growing up and going to school together. You assure me that he will take good care of me, and you'll be right here the whole time. I'm okay, I reassure you both. I promise I am more than ready to go through with this. I watch him meticulously place the stencil, his gloved fingers gingerly smoothing it down in a thoughtful caress that brings a warm flush to my skin. The paper is peeled away, and both of you help me up. I smile because it's nice to be reminded that gentlemen still exist. I check the mirror to make sure it's exactly where I want it to be before returning to the tattoo chair, and he lays me back. He smiles at me, letting me know that he's going to tuck some paper towels between my shirt and the area where he'll be working. Admittedly, I'm momentarily caught up in his dimpled smile and lip piercing. So when his hands grab the material of my shirt, pushing it up to expose some of my breasts, I shiver. My eyes cut to yours. Slightly alarmed, but you're perfectly calm and grinning, playfully giving me a thumbs up. I exhale and try to get my heartbeat to slow. Try not to hyperfocus on the feeling of the paper towels rubbing against my skin, one edge precariously tickling my nipple. He asks if I'm ready to start, winking and getting his wireless machine going. Yes, thank you. My voice is off, but I chalk it up to nerves and having both of your eyes on me. When the tattoo machine buzzes to life, I feel you at my legs. You begin to gently massage my calves, asking him about some of his favorite supply brands. When the needle kisses my skin, my thighs and ass flex just for a moment. I knew it was coming. But my body is spooked. After a while, I find myself being pulled into a wonderful state of managed pain and listen to both of your voices, the two rumbling octaves going back and forth, the warm chuckles, both of you checking in on me every so often. I don't know how long I lay there, lost in the sweet sting and pull of the tattoo machine. I start humming along to the music playing low in the background, enjoying the happy bliss that comes with getting a tattoo. Then I start to notice something. The conversation is still going, both of you deep into it, when I feel your fingers playing with the hem of my yoga pants. I keep my eyes shut, thinking maybe you're just lost in thought. But no. You aren't. Wandering fingertips slowly turn into hooks and carefully pull my pants down enough to where my mons is visible. I am fully aware this isn't normal and feel the need to correct you, but the ongoing sting of the tattoo gun keeps me in my place. My face is aflame, my eyes connect with yours, and you are smiling. Not like before. Like the wolf who's managed to corner a lame sheep. Your eyes watch me closely as your fingers dip down a little more. I almost panic, catching myself before messing up your friend as he works. His back is to you. But I'm sure he can feel me tense up with anxiety. He He asks me if I need a break. All I can do is blush and shake my head no. He winks happily at me and keeps working. When your finger starts rubbing my clit, I have to bite the inside of my cheek. I've never been so scared and so aroused at the same time. Fuck. I have to be so careful not to move. It's driving me crazy. I just want to bring my hips up to meet your teasing little circles. This is something we've never really talked about. Maybe once or twice, if ever. But only behind the bedroom door, during the hottest moments. It feels like ages of you teasing me, until your friend stops laying down ink and clears his throat. I open my eyes, face flushed and chest heaving. He looks at his work, wiping my skin before he needs to swap needles. You've stopped, so I think maybe he hasn't noticed what's been going on. I hope he hasn't anyway. He asks me if I'm doing all right, and I nod again. His black gloved hand comes up to rest under my chin, forcing me to meet his eyes. He tells me that I have to hold extra still for this next part and be a very good girl because you are going to eat me out while he finishes up and then you're both going to take turns fucking me. I'm pretty sure I'm panting. A whimper escapes me as he leans forward and places a soft kiss on my lower lip before letting me go. Yes, sir, I whisper in response, before looking at you and seeing you prepare to pull my pants off completely. Your eyes are alight with hunger. Your voice is thick as you tell me, you know I will be such a good girl and do as you both tell me. You have faith in your baby girl. This has also been a fantasy of mine. Not only getting a threesome with two men, but being put in a situation where I have to just take it. For a few heartbeats, my mind considers all the possibilities of this situation. Being a focal point of desire for two men. Feeling like I'm burning alive in the most pleasant of ways. What would it be like to feel immense pain and immediate pleasure? Despite my fear, I can't help but smile. Before your friend starts tattooing again, he shoves my shirt up and takes a moment to lavish bites all over my tits. I'm unable to stop myself from mewling, feeling my lungs wringing themselves empty in my ribs. I can feel his saliva cooling, making my nipples painfully hard. My cunt is throbbing. I can hear you groan, teasing me about how wet I must be getting. How fucking hot I look like this, with nowhere to go. And your friend's mouth all over me. Before I can whimper or say anything, your hard hands shove my legs open and your mouth finds my clit. I shake and groan, watching your friend's tongue flick out against my hard nipple. It's mesmerizing. It's almost too damn much. His teeth catch the edge of my nipple. His eyes pin me to my place. He tells me he can't wait until it's his turn to eat me out. How badly he wants to spread me open and tongue fuck me into oblivion. How delicious he thought I was. How lucky you are. I come right at that moment. Your fingers are deep inside me, and your tongue is abusing my clit. Between you both, I stand no chance. As I start to come down from the cosmos you've sent me into, he starts tattooing again. This is another kind of high. Feeling the pain and the ebbing pleasure of your mouth slowly start to work me up again. Fuck. I love you so much. This is immeasurable, this pleasure you've so eagerly given me. I'll need to think of some other things I want and mention them more often.